at 11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, no matter what kind of mood I'm in, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 20 minutes, the midnight 20, 25 hours, something like that, it'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Until we get there, though, let me let you know that the WMFO schedule is opening back up next week. So we got students coming back. They'll be in the studio. Community members will be in the studio, too. Sometimes, not all the time. Frequently, but not exclusively, as the saying goes around here, for you old-timers. There may be occasions where I actually leave Babyland and go to the WMFO studios again. Whoa. Whoa. But that's not tonight. And I don't know when it's going to be. I'm focused on the here and now at Babyland, where we've been coming to you pre-recorded for many, many months, and continue to do so right now. And you know, I'm extremely fond of Babyland. It's like heaven. It really is. But it's not. The real world creeps in here, too. Darn it. So sometimes things are less than 100% pleasant, but luckily I have Bubbles in the Think Tank, where I can work out my issues and put them behind me, because that's what I like to do. I like to work out the issues, put them behind me, move on. So that's what we're going to do here tonight as we begin tonight's episode with something you all know about me, that I'm a lover, not a fighter, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I never seem to please you lately, 'cause all you ever close to me, I will tell you plain and candidly. Don't stop, knit back and smile, because you have a face like a crocodile. Sparrow, you shouldn't tell me that at all. I mind you when you were small. Many are the nights I used to mash your head in crossing to go on your mother. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. I know you think you are looking sweet. Posing here in your old false teeth is a lucky thing your uncle kick out for you to get the false teeth to put in your mouth. That is all you can say in every angle and every way. But the way how you're watching at me, I go bust a right hook in your belly. It look as if you want trouble here tonight. While you're always looking for fight, I'll tell you this candidly, that is why the jail never empty. You know that I'll be proud and glad if Samson and Delilah come back to Trinidad. But when they come, I wouldn't go in the theater, because look, the jabbing of the ass right here. Well, ladies and gents, to tell you this, I'm sure, when the circus was here, they had a big uproar. Walking hand in hand, the female chimpanzee take Melo for she man. Barrow, that is a mistake, and in my opinion, you give me a headache. This is what I'm forced to say, it's the same mistake you're going to make today. Me in a rage, winding up on the stage. You feel you are looking cute, but when you finish, take off the dead man suit. You shouldn't tell me that. This is what I am compelled to tell you flat. I hope it doesn't say that I am crack. In a while I'll be whining behind your back. My flesh, I wouldn't say you're fresh. Back to back, belly to belly, and I think you are slack.
demonstrate to them our skill. Albeit they possess the might, nonetheless we have the will. How we will celebrate our victory, we shall invite the whole team up for tea. How jolly, hurl that spheroid down the field and fight, fight, fight. Fight fiercely, Harvard. Fight, fight, fight. Impress them with our prowess, do. Oh, fellows, do not let the crimson down. Be of stout heart and true. Come on, chaps, fight for Harvard's glorious name. Won't it be peachy if we win the game? Oh, goody, let's try not to injure them. But fight, fight, fight. Let's not be rough, though. Fight, 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 and do fight fiercely. Fight, fight, fight.
And a rainy night. Well, I was cruising by the Lowry graveyard when I saw such a terrible sight. Two bony skulls was a digging, but them sitting right out of the ground. But they were digging back to back, and neither of them looked around. The finally they both was out of the grave and on the ground by a big tombstone. It's such a fight I've never seen. They scream, screeched and moaned. Oh Lord, it was a fight. What they called each other, and they rolled around the ground. But Sam, he said to Thomas, you better bury too close to me. You know you keep me awake with all the noise you make.
Thinking, can almost hear her fighting with herself. like she wants to scream, but something's paralyzing. It's like she'd want to stay, but then she turns away. On one shoulder is the angel, on the other is the devil. It's like they're both screaming at her at some high volume level. It's like she wants to scream, but something's paralyzing. It's like she wants to stay. I can hear her fighting, can almost hear her fighting with herself.
Apology.
Although she isn't much to look at, and though she isn't very bright, I love her, oh boy, how I love her, 'cause she lets me watch her mom and pop fight. To see a lamp go through a window, and watch him kick and scratch and bite. I love her, oh boy, how I love her, 'cause she lets me watch her mom and pop fight. And Friday night, it's something wonderful to see when a pop comes home with only half his check. We split a candy bar and watch World War III. It's got neck and feet to heck. I'm gonna make that gal my steady, because they're at it every night. I love her, I love her, oh boy, how I love her, 'cause she lets me watch her mom and pop fight.
Fight fans, here we go, it's round three. Mom comes out and goes right to the mouth and a lift the pop checkbook. Pop goes a hard jab to the head, one to the sink. A short hook to the shins and an uppercut to the small of the brain. My mom and pop is in trouble. The crowd is cheering. What a fight, what a fight.
And Friday night is something wonderful to see when her pop comes home with only half his check. We split a candy bar and watch World War III. It's got neck. Gonna make that gamma steady, because they're at it every night. I love her, I love her, oh boy, how I love her, 'cause she lets me watch her mom and pop fight. Yes, she lets me watch her mom and pop fight. Oh, she lets me watch her mom and pop fight.
8, 9, 10, you're out!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to enter a guitar battle with Yuichiro, also known as Whoop-Ass Joe from Tokyo. Let's give it a whirl. One, two, one, two, three. I've just had a can of Whoop-Ass Joe opened up on me. Sir, I bow down to your superior technique and skill.
Oh, Cassie, darling.
Yes, Hoagie, dear.
Can I help you with the dishes?
Can he help me with the dishes? If I said yes, he'd drop dead.
What did you say, Cassie, darling?
I said you got a pretty head. 'Cause fighting love ain't good love. No, no, sirree. Holding the titan, kissing and goodnightin', that's delightin'.
That's delightin'.
Fightin' love ain't good love. No, no, not for me. Always caressin', nothing but a yesin'.
That's a blessing.
And I am confessing, when a girl wants affection, just be sweet. Take her out dancing, though you're dead on your feet.
And when a boy wants affection, be polite. Don't talk about Clark Gable all night.
Because fighting love ain't good love.
Love should always be a holding the titan, a kissing and goodnighting.
Always caressing, nothing but a yes.
Just like my darling and me.
Hoagie precious.
Yes, Cassie, dear.
Can I help you with your slippers?
If she ever helped me with my slippers, I'd drop dead.
What did you say, Hoagie?
Oh, I said you got a pretty head, too, 'cause fighting love ain't good love.
No?
No, no, not for me.
Old shoes and ricin, sugar and a spicin,
that's enticing.
Sweetest chocolate icing when a groom complimentary to his bride. He will get honey with some cream on the side.
When a bride's complimentary to her groom, she'll always be his favorite perfume.
Because fighting love ain't good love.
Love should always be loving, a reason, hugging and a squeezing.
All cues and rising, sugar and a spicing.
Just like my darling and me.
The old goat.
The old bag.
Gonna put my 'cause I'm your red hot baby. Well, lover, please don't fight when the dew has lifted about 8:35. When the dew has lifted about 8:35. Big John should be coming. Come up and see me some other time. When I'm near you, when we're all alone. When I'm near you, baby, when we're all alone. Well, I just might go crazy if some idiot tries to phone. Be more forward, 'cause I'm the loving kind. 'Cause I'm your fire hot baby. Come up and see me again sometime. Oh baby, don't be so behind. You know you can be more forward, 'cause I'm the loving kind. 'Cause I'm your red hot baby. Come up and see me again sometime.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Yes, that was 30 minutes, or something like it. And we are looking at a whole lot of silliness to help us feel better about anxiety that sometimes comes along with living in this world. We recognize here at Babyland that it's all a temporary situation. Things will get better, especially if we treat it with love, because that's how we are here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's all about love. And you know also, it's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. And if you see somebody walking down the street without a smile, you give them yours, and you go, mm-mm, that felt good. That's what we're practicing here at Babyland and Bubbles in the Think Tank. All the time, not just now, all the time. But I think it's time for me to continue on with more silliness. We'll be back in about, 45 minutes or so with the radio obituaries. But I'm sure I'll stop by and say hello again to you, the listener, who's hopefully hanging out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group with all of your other friendly listeners. But we'll be back soon to talk to you more, because I know you like that, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I've been all over Massachusetts, Iceland, and European countries. I was in the army doing maneuvering. When I was over there, I would have fish for food. We'd send scouts to go into people's pantries. They have wonderful homes in England. We found preserves, tomatoes, and pickles in cellars. We found coal briquettes for fires. This was in France. Over every doorstep in the house in France, they would have Jesus Christ monuments. There were booby traps. We used a Geiger counter to find them. You put your foot on it and it went off. If we stayed there too long, we would see the women and children looking for clothes. They would sell onions and preserved tomatoes. Kids got hurt by booby traps and bazookas. The Germans stabbed a man because he wouldn't give up his chickens. I almost got stabbed myself. My major got killed. He was trying to become a general. I was fighting till the end. We were deloused 4 times in 1 day. The Italians didn't want to work. We had to do their work. This sergeant got a letter from his wife saying she was getting married. He was a barber and had 9 kids. I was a doctor at the beginning.
Boys, it was a sight. Me and my wife had a battle, and boys, it was a sight. She took my good old payday check, and we had a payday fight. Oh, lady, holly, oh, lady, lady, oh, lady, lady, lady. When my wife takes a pay on a Saturday night, when my wife takes a pay on a Saturday night, bet your life that's the day gonna be a payday fight. Oh, lady, holly, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady. I said, gal, you've been a trifling. She said, you are right. I said, mama, you've been a trifling. She said, you are right. We tangled up and went around and around in a good old payday fight. Holly, old lady, lady, holly, old lady. Just today before your pay, she'll hug you good and tight. Just today before your pay, she'll hug you good and tight. You might as well just set your cap for a good old payday fight. Sure gonna be one now, boy. Oh, lady, holly, oh, lady, lady, oh, lady, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady. Oh, Lord, let's go time now, boy. You come in with your pay on Saturday night. You come in with your pay on Saturday night. Give your little wife a dollar, tune in as a payday fight. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady. When you find it's all a failure and you say you are through. When you find it's all a failure and you say you are through. When you can't live with or without them, what are you gonna do? Oh, lady, holly, oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. When you give your little wife a dollar or two, boys, it is a sight. When you give your little wife a dollar or two, now it is a sight. She'll want it all, and I'm not tall, and then now's a payday fight. Oh, lady, holly, oh, lady, lady, oh, lady, 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 oh, lady.
You're right, I'm an idiot, and I wish I were dead. And I'm sure you want to kill me, so just this once, go ahead. That was tactless, that was ignorant, I can't imagine how it made you feel. How embarrassing, how demeaning, indeed, what a bad deal. Fa la 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 la. I admit, that was out of bounds, egregious even for me. That was heinous, I should be burning both here and in effigy. I don't know why I act that way, always thinking only of myself. But when I threw you off, The Brooklyn Bridge, it sure seemed to help.
Fa la 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 la.
Thank you.
Saki.
What?
The frying pan.
Two times.
Yeah, I know. But I got you a surprise. Some mixed nuts.
Oh, this is a nice little jar of mixed nuts. Thanks, Jamie. I'll have it after lunch.
Visit Saki and Jamie at Saki.
Wait a minute. Eat them now.
No, I had a big breakfast. I'll just save them for after lunch. Thanks.
Visit Saki and Jamie.
I really, really want you to open them now.
All right.
No! Snakes!
Okay, announcer.
Visit Saki and Jamie at SakiandJamie.com.
They're not real snakes.
Bow, 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 do, 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 bow.
Mama ain't gonna stop.
She was a Badalax. Well, oh man, oh boy, she was a Badalax. Well, oh man, oh boy, she was a Badalax. Well, oh man, oh boy.
Well, hello, lady, give me some more.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Well, hello, lady, give me some more.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
A little closer. Love me, darling. Feed me, mama. Oh, mess me, baby. Roll me, honey.
There it goes again. God darn them Duncan boys, them Wills boys. They're feuding and fighting again. Look at them Duncans coming up here with them Winchester shotguns, pistols and what have you. They won't be a Wills on the hill after they get through this time next week. It'll just be a thing of the past. But Evelyn and Dean McKinney's, come in and tell us about our feuding and fighting. Will you do that?
Feuding, a fussing and a fighting. Sometimes it gets to be exciting. I don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors next week.
See there, I told you.
Grandma, poor old grandma.
Poor old grandma.
Why'd they have to shoot poor old grandma?
They can't do that to
she
grandma.
She lies neath the clover. Someone caught her bending over. A picking up a daisy, a feuding, and a fussing, and a fighting. This is a wrong that needs a righting.
Certainly does.
Let's get that funeral service over so then we can start in a feuding again.
Terrible.
A feuding and a fighting and a fussing. That's all that's going on with us.
All you ever hear around these parts.
We are such neighborly people, peaceful and
imagine that.
Daughter and daughter.
Baby doing that.
He still, she could run like the Dickens. They hit her with a shovel, a feudin', and a fightin', and a fussin'.
Bing, bang.
No use of standin' here a cussin'. Let's give my daughter a pistol now that she's four, and go feudin' and fightin' some more.
Good morning. I'd like to have an argument, please.
Before?
No, this is my first time.
I see. Well, we'll see who's free at the moment. Mr. Bakey's free, but he's a little bit conciliatory. No. Try Mr. Barnard, room 12.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Well, I was told outside.
Don't give me that, you snotty face heap of parents.
What?
Shut your festering gob, you tit. Your type makes me puke. You vacuous, stuffy nose, malodorous pervert.
This is like any of an argument.
Oh! Oh, I'm sorry. This is abuse.
Oh, I see.
No, you want room 12A next door.
Oh, sorry.
Not at all. Stupid git.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Ah, just the 5 minutes.
Just the five minutes. Thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Now, let's get one thing perfectly clear. I most definitely told him.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes,
you didn't.
Oh, yes,
you didn't.
Oh,
no, you didn't. Oh, look, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It is not.
You just contradicted me.
No, I didn't.
We did.
No, no, no.
You did just that.
Nonsense.
Oh, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I came here for a good argument.
Ah, no, you didn't. You came here for an argument.
An argument isn't just contradiction.
Well, it can be.
No, it can't. An argument is a connected series of statements intended to establish a proposition.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It isn't just contradiction.
Look, if I argue with you, I must take up a contrary position.
Yes, but isn't just saying no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it
yes,
isn't.
It is.
No,
yes, it
isn't.
Is.
Argument is an intellectual process. Contradiction is just the automatic gainsaying of anything the other person says.
It is not.
It is.
Not at all.
It is.
Thank you. That's it.
What?
That's it. Good morning.
But I was just getting interested.
Oh, I'm sorry. The 5 minutes is up.
That was never 5 minutes.
I'm afraid it was.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to argue anymore.
What?
If you want me to go on arguing, you'll have to pay for another 5 minutes.
But that was never 5 minutes just now. Oh, come on! Oh, this is... This is ridiculous.
I told you I'm... I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
Oh, all right. There you are. Well.
Well, what?
That was never 5 minutes just now.
I told you I'm not allowed to argue unless you pay.
Well, I just paid.
No, you didn't.
I did! I did! I did! I did!
I did! Pay.
I don't want to argue about it.
Well, I'm very sorry, but you didn't pay.
Ah, well, if I didn't pay, why are you arguing? Ah, gotcha.
No, you haven't?
Yes, I have. If you're arguing, I must have paid.
Not necessarily. I could be arguing in my spare time.
I listen to the rest of the song. My bones have turned to pretzels.
my blood is on the floor. Still that lady in the front row hollers, kill the bum some more.
Run, 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 run.
I listen to the wrestler's song. I'm getting weak. Give me the vitamins. Give me the vitamins. Oh, throw in the fire bell. A foot is in my eyeballs. Please call the referee. He must be sipping highballs. All the fouls are caught on me.
Oh, run, run. Run, 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 run.
I listen to the wrestler's song. I listen to the wrestler's song. I listen to the wrestler's song. Oh.
Start fighting. I live on a battlefield, surrounded by the ruins of the love we built, and then destroyed between us. The smoke has cleared as I stumble through the rubble. I'm a dazed, seeing double, and I'm truly mystified. My new home is a shell hole filled with tears and a muddy water and bits of broken heart. All around there is desolation and the scenes of a devastation of a love being torn apart. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. The one where not one single drop of our blood has spilled is no less horrifying. Sweet memories, memories of a bygone situation, now shattered, lord and battered, a lie scattered all around. My new home is a shell hole filled with tears and muddy water, yes, and the bits of broken heart. All around there is desolation and the scenes of a devastation of a love being torn apart. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. Everything that can has gone wrong.
I live on a battlefield.
It's gonna take spine to carry on.
On a battlefield.
I'm like a drowning man, I'm coming up for air.
I live on a battlefield.
I'm looking for another survivor, but I can't see one anywhere. My new home.
My home is filled with muddy water.
All around.
All around. There's bits of broken heart.
My world.
My world.
Yeah, one of a desolation and the scenes of a devastation. There is no consolation for a love been torn apart. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield. I live on a battlefield, battlefield. I live on a battlefield.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And just wanted to pop in, let you know that we're still here and loving you, the listener. Because that's what we do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, where it's all about love and being nice. And sometimes when things aren't as nice as we like, we just have to work through them here at the show. So thank you for being a part of my cheap therapy. You are more valuable than anything else could be to me right now. But we'll be back in a few minutes after a few more songs here to wrap up the first portion of the program with the radio obituaries, and it's going to be a good time for the rest of the night. I'm sure of it, because we're here together at Bubbles in the Think Tank.